You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vajinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And this week, I wanted to turn our attention to the Bristol Old Vic, who have got a whole host of incredible shows lined up that will be available online, either as live streams or to watch on demand. Now, I actually mentioned their at-home season pass on the main live Showtime show last weekend when I was talking about The Grinning Man. But just to recap on that, if you missed it or if you just want a nice refresher, the Bristol Old Vic are going to make five favourite shows available to watch online on demand as many times as you want until the end of February next year. The first show was released on Friday just gone, which was The Grinning Man, the brilliantly chilling and enticing musical based on a Victor Hugo novel about a young man who had his face disfigured as a child. That's the show that I was chatting about on Showtime last week because, honestly, it is one of the most spectacular pieces of theatre I've ever seen. I'll put a link here in the post for a taste of what to expect from it because really it is just stunning. So The Grinning Man was released last Friday, so is available to watch right now. Then on the 27th of November, this coming Friday, a show called The Night That Autumn Turned to Winter will also be released online, and this follows a group of woodland animals preparing for winter. It's a really fun, friendly, upbeat show filled to the brim with magic and storytelling and folk-inspired music. Just perfect for the start of December and a show that families are guaranteed to love. Then also on the 27th of November, the Bristol Old Vic's production of A Christmas Carol will be released. This is absolutely a firm fan favourite at the Bristol Old Vic, following record-breaking runs in both 2018 and 2019. So it only makes sense to bring it back this Christmas, but obviously with the added benefit of watching it from the comfort of your own home this year. Then on the 4th of December, a brilliantly theatrical version of Handel's Messiah will be released, and this is definitely one to watch. It features one of Europe's most celebrated Baroque orchestras, the English Concert, and really goes back to the roots of performance. Handel intended for Messiah to be performed in theatrical spaces for a live audience, rather than the sacred religious spots that we've kind of come to associate with it. So this is something not to be missed. It perfectly blends theatre and classical music and grandeur and spectacle, and I think serves as a pretty good introduction to that style of music, which often people are quite scared of or think that it's not for them. This makes it really accessible and is just so impressive to watch. And then finally, to cap off the at-home season, there's a musical version of Swallows and Amazons, based on the book by Arthur Ransom, which again is a firm family favourite. It's being created by Tom Morris, who was also the artistic director of Warhorse and The Grinning Man, which I mentioned earlier, so you know you can expect great things from this. So if any of those shows take your fancy, you can get tickets and also watch all the show trailers via the link here in the post. The season pass for unlimited access to all five shows costs just £12.99. And as I said, that means you can watch all of them over and over and over again as many times as you want until the end of February next year. Alternatively, you can rent individual shows for a 48-hour period, which will cost £4.50 each time. Again, all the information is available at the link here in the post. But that's not the end of it. Because in addition to the on-demand shows that are available, the Bristol Old Vic are also continuing to live stream a variety of productions. There's an interactive Zoom murder mystery experience called Sherlock in Homes. Brilliant name. That runs until the end of December. There's a new adaptation of Ibsen's Hedda Gabler that will be broadcast on the 30th of November. If you're a fan of the music of The Grinning Man, then definitely check out The Flying Lovers of Vitebsk in the first week of December, which is showing both online and in person at the Bristol Old Vic. That tells the story of the painter Marc Chagall and his wife Bella, and has a really similar vibe in terms of the sound to The Grinning Man, which I just love. And then, last but by no means least, there's an adults-only pantomime called Streaming Beauty, which, and I quote directly here, is described as a uniquely filthy and interactive Christmas show, which will run via Zoom from the 9th to the 19th of December. I realise that's a lot of information to take in, so again, everything you need to know, along with show trailers, dates, ticket prices, etc. Everything is available via the link here in the post. But really, just stellar work from everyone at the Bristol Old Vic for making so much content available for us. Whatever you're after, there is guaranteed to be something here that suits. And especially the at-home season pass, where you get unlimited access to these shows for just £12.99. That's an absolute bargain. That's like £2.50 per show. I mean, the opportunity is too good to miss. So make sure you take a look at the Bristol Old Vic and get your tickets booked now. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. I'll be back again next Sunday with another episode of Spotlight On, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.